How do you deal with questions during your presentation or speech? Hello, I'm Mark Lemesma, professional speaker and speaking coach. Questions, especially unexpected questions, can really throw a presenter, especially if they're nervous or inexperienced. I want to give you 5 very quick tips, and the first is always going to be about preparation, isn't it? You've written out your speech, you've made it nice and neat and concise, but that will always leave room for questions. So read through it yourself. Read it to a friend or your partner. See what questions you and they can think of in advance. Rehearse the answers and write those down on your script. Tip 2 comes into play at the very outset of your presentation. Now, there are some who suggest you ask your audience to leave questions till the end of your speech or presentation. In my opinion, that is a risky strategy. 2 reasons. 1, there is always some awkward so-and-so who'll want to play some kind of power game with his peers in the audience, and he'll ask a question despite the fact that you've asked to leave them to the end. That simply disrupts your flow because it's totally unexpected, and it makes you look even more nervous and unprepared. The second is a bit more of a deep-rooted psychological reason. You see, if you've not mentioned questions at all at the start of your presentation, then people may not actually ask questions until the end when you invite them. By just mentioning questions, you raise the possibility of asking questions in the audience's mind. So never ask to leave them till the end. Always be prepared to answer a question at any time in your presentation. So what happens when the question arrives? Point 3. You need to buy yourself some time. Time to breathe, gather your thoughts, and construct a response to the question. And a great way to do that is the repetition trick. Firstly, always repeat a question back to the audience when you've been asked. Thank you, John. John has asked, what do we do about this? Firstly, that allows those in the audience who didn't hear John's question to put your response in a context, but it has also bought you some time. Another great thing to do is actually to pretend that you didn't hear the question and ask the questioner to repeat the question. Then you repeat it back and you gain yourself some extra time. And if you want to be really cheeky and get some more time, ask the question back to the audience. Not just repeat it, ask it as a rhetorical question if you like. Now, not every question can be answered there and then. Not every question is absolutely relevant to the point of the presentation. So if the question can't be answered there and then, if it needs research, if it's not relevant, then say to your audience, that's a very good question, but I don't have the answer right now. I'll write it down and I will get back to you all with a response to that after the presentation. That is perfectly acceptable. Whether we've had questions or not during the body of our presentation, we should always have a slot to invite them towards the end. And I say towards the end, not at the end. So after the question and answer session is dealt with, have a final closing statement, a memorable line, a call to action, a memory hook to help you end on a positive, memorable note. And on that note, I'd like to invite some questions from you. Please visit my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Lemesma. I give free daily public speaking tips and I'm always ready to answer a question or give some information online for everybody to share and benefit. My name is Mark Lemesma and my mission is to give you the freedom to speak.